John 1:12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 3:3. In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." John 3:3. 1 John 5:13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. John 3:16. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. John 3:18. John 3:18. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. John 3:18. Psalm 126:5-6. Psalms 126:5-6. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. Psalms 126:5-6. Acts 16:31. Acts 16:31. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Acts 16:31. Romans 3:10. Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. Romans 3:10. Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Leviticus 19:2. Leviticus 19:2. Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, "Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy." Leviticus 19:2. Matthew 9:37 through 38. Matthew 9:37 through 38. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Matthew 28:18 through 20. Matthew 28:18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age." Luke 9:23. Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke 9:23. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. John 1:1-14. John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 10:10. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. John 14:6. John 14:6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 4:12. Acts 4:12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. John 1:12. John 1:12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 1:12.